Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It is indeed good to be gathered here this morning with each one of you. For the beautiful weather outside, it's the time of year I always look forward to because I'm not much of a cold weather fanatic, as most of you guys know, but it's nice to have the warm weather for sure, the sunshine. Let us begin with prayer here. Dear Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the opportunity that you have given to each one of us to gather here together, to just meet together here and read in your word and fellowship together, Lord. Pray that you would be with each one. The words that are spoken, that they would honor and glorify you, and that you would just speak to each one of our hearts, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for each one. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to begin reading and Matthew 6, starting in verse 19 through 34 there. It's talking about I'm going to start a little bit before here, but lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore that light, the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of your little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That last bit there, starting in 25 through the end there, talking about how. Why do we worry so much? So often we worry about, we get anxious, we get concerned, we get worried about all the different things in our lives, from the here and now, or the maybe a month from now, or the year from now, or maybe the very minute. It's so easy for us, it seems, that we get so sidetracked on the things of life that it's we don't look to God, we don't trust in Him. I know that's a real truth of my life. That's something probably that I struggle with the most, is that I just get worrying about things that they're not even big things, they're small things. It's like, why? I look back and it's like, why in the world did I worry about that? That was just kind of ridiculous. sometimes it's a big thing, and maybe we think, well, you know, this is something that we really should worry about. Well, maybe, but really, like, God's kind of telling us here that even the birds, they don't worry. They go about their day. They get up, they sing a song every morning, and they do their what God has told them to do. And so often we get out and we think, oh my, this day looks big. This thing in our life, whatever it is like, oh, how am I gonna do that? Also in Luke 12, starting verse 22, it's basically kind of along the same lines there. Starting in verse 12:22, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Not, and yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not that which ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. There again, we're talking about the same, basically the same thing there. It says, if then, so God clothe the grass of the field, which today in the field, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Why do we have such little faith? You know, we have so much here. You know, they were over in, some of y'all were over in Haiti, and even there, if they would stop and look, they have so much, but yet we have so much more than that. And so often we think, oh, we gotta have the next best thing, a new shirt or maybe new wheels for my car. Or, where's my food going to come from? Or, you know, am I going to have work next week? Or all these things, like, most of us could probably go quite a few weeks or months or maybe a year not working and still have plenty, you know. And God has just blessed us with so much. We get so anxious. We get so worried and fearful. That's something I struggle with, is fear, you know. Fear of different things, you know. Oh, I would be doing this thing, and I don't really know what I'm getting into. Oh, what if this goes wrong? Or what if I wind up breaking something, and then I really set back, and it's not going to be profitable, or, you know, whatever it is. Trust the Lord, you know. So often I found that, and I'm sure each one of us have our own things that, you know, just really get us down. And, you know, let us worry what we will eat. Let us not worry what we will eat or drink or wear. Let us not be anxious about the unknowns. God is in control. He made us. He created all things. He knows. He knows what each one of us really needs. Hebrews 13:5-6. read there as well. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. We need to be content with what we have. We don't need to be anxious. God is with us. He is not going to leave us or forsake us. The Lord helps us. He is with us. We don't need to fear man or anything that comes our way. You know, I know that's something I've already said that I struggle with. I think we just need to give it all to the Lord. We need to just not be anxious, because anxiety doesn't, at least in my case, doesn't get me very far. It only gets me worse, actually. Psalms 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. He knows who we are. He knows all the different things that we deal with. He knows right to our very end. He knows our beginning, he knows our end, and on into eternity. James, if we could read from James 4, chapter 4. And just 13 through 15 there. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So often we get anxious, we plan way ahead, we get all these things, and nothing wrong with planning ahead and being organized and all that stuff. But our plans should be committed to the Lord. If they're not committed to the Lord, it's in vain. You know, it's, what good is it? Otherwise, we tend to grow anxious. If we don't plan our days, our things accordingly, we get anxious about it. It's, oh, you know, well, I'm planning on this, but this thing came up, and now it's going to cut into my time, and all those things. Give it to the Lord, you know. If we don't give it to the Lord, we worry. And I know in my life, I've struggled a lot with worry, and it actually really ruins my health. It really just makes me feel yucky and just like, oh, I just don't feel good. Now I don't even want to do that. And it's trust the Lord. We don't even know what the next hour holds. We just need to trust God. And then if we could read from Philippians 4. Starting in verse 5 through 9 there. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So, you know, trust the Lord. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So let us not worry or have anxiety. Bring them to the Lord. Talk to him about it. Let us talk to God about it. God's peace will fill us. Allow our minds to be filled with these things, good things from God. God's peace will be with us. you know, if we're just constantly going about our days on our own, just kind of trying to fight along, push through, and not giving it to the Lord, not trusting in Him, we're going to get anxious, we're going to get sad, down, discouraged. Instead, bring it to the Lord. His peace will fill our hearts and minds. Think on these things. You know, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, lovely. Think on these things. Lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. When we get down, discouraged, anxious, because we're not trusting the Lord, we need to trust in Him. Think on those things. Think on good things that God has done for us, and allow Him to overwhelm us with His goodness, His grace, His presence, that we would just be able to put our full trust in Him. Go from each day and not trying to do it on our own. It just brings sadness, anxiety, fear. Those are some real things that I think each one of us deals with. And some people show up more. Some people maybe deal with it in different ways. Some people think, sometimes I look at different people and it's like, man, I don't think they ever deal with anything. I don't think they ever struggle with anything. They just have this way about them. But they do. Everybody is a person. Everybody is real. And we all have our real set of struggles. And I want to encourage us to just keep looking to God and trust Him in all that we do in all of our daily lives, everything that comes our way, that we would not be anxious, concerned about life, but that we would just give it all to the Lord. That is what I had this morning. Thank you.